World AIDS Day today, and on the phone right now again, like it just said, Project Runway fashion designer Jack McEnroe, and AIDS pioneer Dr. Michael Gottlieb. And again, guys, what are we here to talk about today? I mean, you're just trying to get the word out for this, or you want to talk a little bit about past experiences? I guess I'll start with you, Jack. Tell us about what it's like, going day to day here.
Well, you know, I've been HIV positive for 20 years now, so I'm an atypical case because it's just part of my life now that I don't think too much about. I take my medications, and the great thing about my visibility on Project Runway is that I've gotten to work on this amazing HIV education campaign called Living Positive by Design, and it's a partnership with Merck, and it basically, especially here on World AIDS Day, we're all about fighting the stigma that surrounds being HIV positive or living with AIDS, and hopefully we can inform HIV positive people, if you do find yourself diagnosed with HIV, to partner with a doctor that you feel really comfortable with and get on a treatment regimen that's tolerable and keeps your virus at an undetectable level, which Dr. Gottlieb will probably elaborate on. But in my particular case, I mean, I've been very lucky. I've been on treatment regimens. There are a lot of treatment options now that work very effectively, and they're really tolerable and have lower side effects than in the past. And so for me, it's been a pretty good outlook. So I encourage people to go out there and get tested and know that there is hope out there.
Well, let me ask you about the stigma. You mentioned that first before we get to tell us about some of the treatments. You know, do you still get that that feeling sometimes for some people, you know, when you're around them, when they find this out about you, that they're really standoffish?
I think that always exists. That's why we need to be vocal about it. I think there's just misinformation out there, and people, unfortunately, because, you know, it's not this, well, you know, fortunately, it's not the same sort of landscape that it was in the late 80s and early 90s, and people are living much healthier lives now. But because of that, people don't talk about it as readily, and you're able to live a healthy life without, you know, disclosing your status. So I think it can be shocking to some people, and which is why we need to keep talking about it and have days like World AIDS Day where there's attention drawn to it and we speak about it to fight the stigma, and it can be anyone and it can affect everyone. You know, HIV looks like me. I live a completely normal, active life. So, but yeah, the stigma's still there. I think it might be even stronger than it was, 15 years ago.
Yeah, that's the thing. Well, 20 years ago, when you found this out, the landscape had to be completely different.
Yeah, I basically thought I'd be dead in 5 years or less. So, everyone in the late 80s or diagnosed in the 80s died for the most part. So yeah, it's a lot different, and fortunately, but there is still that stigma, and we need to combat that and be vocal about it so people do get tested and get the proper treatments.
Doc, back in 1981, you became the first physician to actually describe the new disease that would later become known as AIDS. And, from back at that point in time to now, the difference in treatment, explain it to us.
Yeah, it's definitely like night and day. And I would agree with Jack that this year, World AIDS Day, comes at a real great time in HIV treatment, that there's been so much progress over the years since we first identified the condition back in 1981. And there are new treatments available that fight the virus in totally new ways, and they're now on the market and available, and they provide options for patients to effectively manage their HIV. And patients with HIV today can stay in the workplace, be functional, work out, take good care of themselves, feel well, and their prognosis for survival is hugely greater than it was back at the beginning.
What about the readily availability of some of these medicines? Is it for everybody? I mean, is it cost prohibitive? How's that work?
Well, there are lots of options for patients to get on treatment, and you should understand that treatment generally involves two or more medications taken at the same time, a so-called cocktail, and insurance is available to cover medication costs, and there are state and federal programs that pick up the cost of medications, depending on the state in which patient lives. Some states have stronger programs in that regard than others. But treatment is out there, it's available, and it is readily accessible.
Now, nowadays, like I said, 20 years ago, if Jack were to get that news 20 years ago, like you said, it's a death sentence. He's done 5 years now. The life expectancy, what are we looking at if somebody gets to this?
Well, it's sort of hard to say, and nobody's got a crystal ball, but there have been a number of mathematical studies that have projected life expectancy. For example, one study in Denmark talked about people age 25. If 100 people age 25 are diagnosed HIV positive today and they're able to get on medication, 50% of those people would survive to age 65. That's 40 years.
Wow.
And the other 50% would survive beyond age 65. And those who would die before age 65, the 50% that would die before age 65 would die of all causes, including HIV. So that's a huge improvement over the day when Jack was first diagnosed.
Well, so now it sounds like, Doc, you've got it. You got a beat here. I mean, I know you don't have a cure necessarily, but you know it's no longer this. You get this disease. It's no longer the end of days for you.
Yeah, it's definitely not a cure. On the other hand, the prognosis is hugely better, and that's why people who are afraid to test should come forward to test. Because in the old days, people didn't test because there wasn't anything available to treat them. And now there's so much available. People who are afraid of testing really should go out, get tested, and get on treatment.
Now, is this something that can hide in your system without any symptoms for, you know, a decade?
Definitely. And that's why people with HIV may not know their status. In fact, of the 1.1 million people in the U.S. today who we think are HIV positive, one in five of them does not know it. So that's a couple of 100,000 people. And they may not know it because they have no symptoms whatsoever, and which is why testing should be encouraged.
And if that happens, that's going to really decrease their chance of getting this thing under control down the road, right?
Exactly. They can get it under control with treatment. They can get into the care of a good doctor, somebody they trust, and they can take steps to prevent transmitting the virus to others.
All right. Again, today is World AIDS Day. It's December 1st. On the phone with me is Jack McEnroth, of course, of the show Project Runway, and Dr. Michael Gottlieb. Jack, real quick, are you still doing it? My wife watches the show. I don't... Are you doing the show still or no?
Oh no, I was on season 4 a couple seasons ago. I'm doing actually a lot of other fun stuff. I still design. I'm working on a couple of TV shows on the production side. But yeah, I mean I'm still out there busy as ever. But yeah, obviously today is a big day for me. So I encourage your viewers to go to livingpositivebydesign.com your listeners and actually on just for World AIDS Day, we have a great new video widget on there. So there's some great content on the website. We're interviewing Dr. Gottlieb, and so you can see him in person. The CEO of GMHC, there's some great stuff on there. So, I want to give hope. And I also want to mention something, to tie back to something that Dr. Gottlieb said. You can kind of fly under the radar for a while and not show any particular symptoms living with HIV, but we also don't want to give the impression that living with HIV is, you know, it's easy, it's a breeze now, there's such great treatments. I mean, that can be the case, but there also can be side effects, and you know, there can be difficulties and with dealing with medications, and which is why you need to make sure you get on tolerable treatment, and we just don't want to encourage cavalier, unprotected behavior just because you think that, you know, we have this thing beat now. So it's definitely not true. It's still a major issue, and we all need to take it very seriously.
And I couldn't agree more.
I thank you both for your time. I know you got a lot of these to do today, so I'll let you go, but I appreciate the information, good stuff, and we'll talk down the road.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's 17 after the hour of 8 o'clock. Here's Nick.